This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are doing all we can to be prepared to respond to this storm. Today, I requested a major disaster declaration from President Trump to help bring important federal resources and aid to Florida.
All right, so we got a lot of damage in Florida, also in South Carolina and Charleston. I was talking to somebody today, and their streets were flooded. So Irma does wreak havoc in the Sunshine State. Some, though, avoided the target that they were the bullseye for, and it veered in a different direction. We're going to talk about that throughout the show. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. First, we go to Lori Lewis from Talk Media News. Lori, the hurricane had to be part of the subject, though. I know there were so many things that happened in D.C., but FEMA, funding, all that kind of stuff would come out of D.C. Did any of that come out today in the White House, or no? There was no conversations about that today?
Kate, truly, I'm awful here, Kate, but I can't promise that, but you might know better than I did. I can't say that I really followed that today or caught that.
Well, and I wonder why, because there were so many other things that happened. I think it was just mentioned briefly because over the weekend the president talked about it, and they talked about funding, and that was really a conversation last week because of what happened in Houston, but certainly
that's,
you know, we
right.
know that that'll be brought up. Yeah. I mean, because people are donating.
Do you remember this budget was passed that allocated funds for the hurricanes, but that happened a few days ago. And like you're saying, Washington moves and it moves and it moves. And that just, new allocations of funding wasn't something at the top of the radar today.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that was is the Supreme Court lifting the restrictions on the Trump travel ban. Explain that.
Kate, you're gonna. This is awful, Kate. I'm really.
Same thing.
Today.
It's the billionaire.
How about I tell you what some stuff that I do know that maybe you don't know.
Yeah. Tell me what you covered today. Yeah.
Okay,
tell me. Well, and we should explain before you dive into that. We should explain that what happens is you cover different things, meaning that Talk Media News has hard passes to the Pentagon and all over the place. And just, you know, one day you might not even be at the White House. You might be someplace else. And there is so much that goes on. What did you cover today?
So, yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's right. And so your listeners know, I generally cover the U.S. military and national security. So today, for instance, I'm tracking North Korea. I'm tracking a military exercise that's soon to kick off in Russia. And then in addition to that, you know, various maybe other things related to that. For instance, let's start with this one. We'll start with the news bit. So Russia is set to kick off this military exercise that it has. And this military exercise comes every 4 years, and people get nervous. But people are getting more nervous this time around because, if you can remember, 4 years ago, the annexation of Crimea didn't happen, incidents in Georgia didn't happen, Russia hadn't yet entered Syria. So Russia's taken on a different military dynamic from the 4 years prior in this exercise. And it's just a time when not only in the U.S., but around the world, people are on edge, and this applies to that region also. So it's something to watch for. This exercise is going to stage a protection of the Russian enclave of Kaliningrad. That's the little bit of land that they have attached to the Baltic Sea there. If you can think Russia, right, isn't touching super far west the Baltic Sea. So they protect this little lock of land, and it's war games. So that's something, for instance. But if you have any questions about that, I can...
Absolutely flesh that out, because we've been talking about that now for a while. So what does that all mean? To the average listener, what would that mean to them?
So to the average listener, they're not going to actually see anything. The point of the military exercise, you know, is to go through the motions. And it's not necessarily at least in, like, the international community, Russia's not necessarily doing this to, like, be beamed into the eyes of the American people. What they're doing here is they're demonstrating their capabilities to adversaries or just not allies. They're also testing their capabilities. And then on top of that, what it's doing is it's providing this viewpoint on the Russian military for the Russian people. So the eyes of, you know, the American people this exercise isn't really meant for them. But if you're interested in, yeah, what comes out of it, you can definitely find that information, but it's just, that's not where it's targeted.
Yeah, and as we sit there and worry about North Korea, and you talk about covering the military, what would be the top couple of stories that really you've been following, maybe, or things that we're looking at that maybe we're not thinking about?
Top stories. So, ISIS. I mean, I know we talk about ISIS a lot, and we talk about we talk about ISIS when, like when a soldier dies, or we talk about ISIS when there's like a real breakthrough. But it seems like actually lesser so lately, because there have been so many like battlefield victories, and this seems like this conflict's going on for such a long time. Like when Iraqi forces or Syrian forces retake something from ISIS, like that doesn't quite make it, you know, to like the top 10 stories of the day. Sometimes it does, but it can be buried. But then there's more like to these conflicts though than just the U.S. military, let's say, fighting ISIS in Syria. Like, you see the whole situation with the Syrian civil war is at a total turning point. You know, it's like the Assad family at this point it looks like they are going to win completely. I mean, we knew that, but it just got to such a turning point. So the war is turning into like, the battle space is getting more and more congested, and it's not turning into like just a simple U.S. kills ISIS. It's turning into like, what are the diplomatic answers here? You know, it's like the conflict's just not black and white, and it was never black and white, but it was easy to look at the U.S. vantage point of it as black and white. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. It makes sense. It's interesting because, you know, when we talk about the military and we talk about hotspots and we talk about kind of where resources are allocated, and there is always that push. It'd be interesting sometime you and I will talk about recruitment in the various branches, because you look at where maybe, I won't say maybe we're a little bit exposed, depending on how many different places we've moved our resources or pushed military in different directions. And that's also part of the conversation we keep having about Gitmo. Sometime we'll talk about that. Lori Lewis, thanks. Great job.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks. Okay, so talking about jumping back to the Supreme Court deal, the Supreme Court agreed pretty late on Tuesday to lift the restrictions on Trump's travel ban until further notice. So it allows the administration to continue to bar refugees, right? The court granted the government's request to block the appeals court ruling, saying that the administration cannot ban refugees who have formal assurances for the whole resettlement deal or are in the U.S. refugee admissions program. Here's what happened, just in a nutshell. Justice Kennedy issued a temporary stay on Monday, a response from the state of Hawaii. It was due by noon on Tuesday. It happened later in the day. They had a one-page order blocking the decision indefinitely. And, of course, it takes a vote, as we all know, of five justices to grant a stay application. Wow, and that's just a little bit of that story. We'll talk more about that and some other twists and turns in D.C. coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Feel it, see it, even today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. So good, so hip, it's right, it's so groovy.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN. Coming up, we're going to lighten the load a little bit as Paulie joins me again, the other half, for a look at the other side. But he, like me, we were both concerned about what happened with Irma as we have family members in Florida, in Winter Haven, Aunt Nancy from Chicago, you know, a favorite aunt from the time I was a kid. And then also my brother and sister-in-law and nephew in Florida and Tampa, and friends all over the place, all over Florida. So many friends in Sarasota and Naples and in Orlando. It's, wow, crazy what's happened. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. In fact, there were a lot of celebrities that came out. There was a tribute that was a tribute slash fundraising effort that was across all the major networks tonight, or last night, actually. And they raised a bunch of money, and we're going to let you hear what some of the celebs had to say as they were answering phones and doing all that kind of stuff. But millions of people still don't have electricity, and that's the bottom line. When they're trying to put back their lives, they, you know, they're in the dark. So destruction, darkness, really a nasty piece of business. And some of the worst was the Keys. The Keys were predicted to get hit. And certainly they did. They have people looking for bodies, people who decided that they were going to stay. But if you have 5 million homes affected, you've got businesses, et cetera, gas stations, they need electricity to keep pumps working. So a couple of days after Irma made landfall on Cudjoe Key, you know, now you got people coming back to the Keys, and they had a hard time. He said in some cases we're talking like 12 hours just trying to get into the Keys, which is crazy because in mass, people want to get down there. They want to check out their homes. and they wanted to sift through what was left and figure it out. And, of course, there's oppressive heat and high humidity going on. It's 90-some degrees. Now, multiply that by you don't have electricity. What does that mean? You don't have air conditioning. You don't have fans you can plug in. You're looking for generators. And you look at some of these overhead photos, and it's just really shocking to see some of it. And I say shocking because no matter how much you see this, no matter how much you look at the damage, it still is just awful to see that one side of the street, you have a couple of houses that are okay, then there's another one torn up, then there's a roof that collapsed, and there were homes blown off stilts, power lines down, which makes it so dangerous, trees completely uprooted, businesses flooded, septic fields flooding. Not a great place to be, and this is where the danger lies. It is in what happens afterwards. That's where it is. So if we were to race through a couple of other quick things, too, South Carolina, 55,000 people, no power. North Carolina, 29,000, no electricity. There, Alabama, 7,000 people without electricity. Georgia, 700 customers in the dark. And so this thing really stretched. And in fact, in all, 9 states were impacted in some way, whether it was destroying homes, whether it was pummeling city streets. Jacksonville flooded. Awful. Flights and hospitals are going to be back online. There was limited operations on Tuesday, but should be much more into the full swing on Wednesday. I mean, this thing went as far north as Charleston, South Carolina. I mentioned our friends at Forbes, and talking to one of them, the streets were flooded. They didn't expect it to be bad. They didn't expect that it was going to hit Charleston. And really what people there are saying, oh, thank God it didn't come into the house. It just didn't. But it flooded those streets. And in Jacksonville, the largest city by that area in the United States, still trying to recover from the storm surge and the flooding. 300 people had to be rescued. What a deadly trail. And no way to, you know, looking at this thinking it was going to go in one direction, then it goes in another direction. So it slams into the U.S. It hits Cuba Friday as a Cat 5. It kills 38 people in the Caribbean. Then, boom, it heads to the United States. More than 70 people were killed in Hurricane Harvey. That was just a few weeks ago. Now this, Irma. So imagine FEMA, as I asked Lori Lewis about that. But at a news conference on Tuesday, the FEMA administrator and the acting DHS secretary, Elaine Duke, didn't explicitly answer questions about whether Washington needs to focus on climate change after Harvey and Irma. They just stressed the need for preparedness and being resilient. And boy, oh boy, watching that path, like I said, incredibly stressful. I mean, unbelievably stressful for people that were in the middle of this and people that were worried about people that were there. Because you think about how long we've been talking about this for 9 days. And talking about, oh my gosh, where's it going to hit? And then it's going to be on the West Coast and it's going to be awful. And, you know, so now you got this US-1 open through the Keys, but people are trying to return. They're telling them to be patient, but they're not patient because you look at the pictures and houses are smashed, smithereens. Then others are missing a roof. Some have some parts of the roof missing. They want to get back to their homes and try to find out what's going on, try to perhaps put things together. So moving up through Florida toward Georgia, just absolutely disaster. Damage was heavy, heavy in the Keys. You had recovery workers all over the island searching for overturned trailers, RVs for bodies, linesmen trying to restore the power. But yet they say some of the bars, even if something collapsed, they try to prop them up and do what they can. But they could. To just keep things clicking. And it really didn't look like it was clicking from everything that I could see, especially the power lines. When the power lines are down like that, it's so dangerous for walking in the water. And the water is filled with all kinds of crud. all kinds of stuff. So the slowly but surely they're trying to return and to do whatever they can. But Irma was a monster. There was no question about it. You look at the drone footage of Key West, and I've looked at it now a couple of different times. It's all over. You can find all kinds of photos and all kinds of stuff. And it's shocking. Even though, now this was the one place where it was predicted to really blast. And it did. It lived up to its billing as far as the keys were concerned. But how you had so many, 90% of the homes there were destroyed or damaged. 90%. But when you look at some other parts of the state, like Tampa, not getting what we thought it was going to get. Not thinking that was going to happen. All right, a couple of quick things. So you got some Senate Republicans who are trying to come up with health care still, trying to go back for the long bomb, the long, unbelievable pass, but it's not happening. They've been searching for 8 months to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, and it pretty much just died in July. They couldn't get the 51 votes, as you know. There's still a small group, Lindsey Graham is part of that, trying to bring back this effort before it's too late, they say. They're going to unveil, Graham is one of those. Graham and Bill Cassidy from Louisiana are going to unveil on Wednesday their latest proposal to overhaul health care. But it doesn't seem too optimistic that they're going to have enough votes, that they're going to agree on that they're going to tweak enough that everyone's going to be satisfied. I mean, even the Republican leadership has not said that there's another health care bill on its way to the floor. That means they're being blunt that it's probably not going to pass, that there is not a great possibility of it, or there'd be more conversation about it. Let's put it that way. And then there's the story of Hillary Clinton. Her book, her next book, her latest book, whatever, came out. What happened? And in What Happened, there were a lot of people in Washington talking about the book and their assessment of it. You know, why did she do the book? Was it the right thing to do? That kind of stuff. And the idea that in the book, one of the big passages that she lays out there is blaming it on Bernie Sanders for the loss. That it, clearly in the book, Bernie Sanders was definitely a factor. They say he kept hitting her at the possibly the worst time during the campaign. At the end of the primaries, they say, when Bernie was calling her, when Donald Trump was calling her Crooked Hillary, Sanders was not helping. He was saying she was in the pocket of the big banks. All right, we're turning to the lighter side. Pauly joins me next for the other side here on America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
All right,
marriage.
Once again, the other half joins me for the other side. Paulie, what a crazy 9 days we had, because, of course, we're very close to our nephew, Owen, who spent a chunk of time here in Texas with us, and my brother and sister-in-law as well, and they were in the eye of this thing. It looked like the island that they lived on that was connected to Tampa would be smashed, along with probably the streets in Tampa. As it turned out, Jacksonville ended up with the brunt of this, but wasn't it crazy to watch all of it?
Yes, thank you for holding down the fort here at the network, Madam President.
Which he is making a reference to the fact that I'm the president of the National Speakers Association in Dallas, so smarty. But we were watching so much of this horrific, again, the horrific fallout from what's happened and where it hit Key West, the Caribbean. I spent some time in Turks and Caicos. It was sad to see what had happened there and on those other Caribbean islands. And then came this, you know, Hands of Help benefit concert and conversation and raising money that movie stars did that were a part of for an hour on Tuesday. And the thing that's good about that is they were in all different parts of the country, and I think they really raised a lot of money. We should know the dollar amount here pretty soon, the real accurate dollar amount. But it was neat to see that. And here's a little clip of, and they told stories of heroism both in Houston and what happened in Florida as well. Here's a little snippet, Paulie, of Justin Timberlake.
The refrain you hear from Corpus Christi to Key West and back again is, I've lost everything. No home or car, no furniture, no appliances, no beloved pictures, kids' drawings, that favorite mug with you're the best dad on it. All gone, destroyed.
All right, so that hurricane telethon, now some people are talking about the fact that it got a little political because there was some politics that was thrown out right from the very start with Stevie Wonder, where he talked about anyone who believes that there's no such thing as global warming must be blind or unintelligent. And there were a couple of other kind of jabs in there. It was called the Hand in Hand, actual was the name of it, a telethon. It was run on every broadcast network to benefit the victims of both hurricanes, Harvey and Houston, and, of course, what happened in Florida, but not just Florida, South Carolina, and all those other places that, you know, that I mentioned as well. Here's what I say. I don't care who was at the telethon. If they're raising money and the money's going directly to the people, you know, and at one point, I guess Bruce Willis tweeted out that they had raised $14 million. So if it's $14 million, $20 million, or whatever it ends up being, I think that's a good thing. What do you think?
I think it's a very good thing.
Yeah. So forget all the other nonsense. Who cares? Because it's so easy to go. I mean, look, we live in a polarized society. It's so easy to just, we draw the line every single day. So I don't care about that. I just care that who's ever raising money is raising money and that it not chunks of it aren't taken out, that more of it goes to the people. Because what Timberlake said there is absolutely true. That what you hear over and over again is these people that got smashed by it, they've lost everything. And it doesn't matter their economic status. When you lose everything, you're frantic and you're trying to get things back together and you still have to live a life, but you're panicked, right?
Well, yeah, if the Pentagon tells people to, if they're preparing for global warming, then I tend to believe the Pentagon, so.
Yep, there you go. Global warming comes up. I mean, who knows where it all ends up in that part of the discussion, because I don't think that this... Well, maybe it will. I mean, eventually, after everybody gets, as they start to get all this together, the conversation probably turns more to that, that's for sure. Something else that I found interesting was, gosh, where is it? There was a really interesting story that I saw. Well, I guess this thing with the submarine, because you were in the military, and I saw the submarine drone using this video technology. That's pretty interesting, I guess, you know, if you think about where the submarines go and what would it like to be able to see it from a point of view. They call it Blue Eye Robotics. And what they're saying is that it would be able to sail through the air like a bird, which we already know, and companies could eventually look to adopt this kind of technology, and it would let us kind of swim with the fishes is what they're talking about. So they're talking about an underwater drone. What do you think about that?
I think that's pretty cool, man.
That's all you have to say? I mean, what would it do? Why do we care about underwater drones? Give us a little more.
Why do we care about any drones? Same thing. Because it's cool.
Because it's cool and you can see shipwrecks and stuff.
Hidden treasure.
500 feet below the surface is what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's going to cost you some dough.
It is going to cost you some dough, that's for sure. And how about the story, because everybody's asking me about this story, so I might as well ask you. Sad, the cowboy watching party turns deadly. 8 people die as a result of that, and it was an estranged husband, allegedly. His wife was at the party. He came in and killed 8 people.
Yeah, that's terrible. That kind of scenario has played out before, but that's just really a lot of people.
It's a lot of people, and they're using every single kind of possible investigation technique that they can to really, I guess, nail it down. All right, this is on the lighter side, because I said this really was going to be about the lighter side, is, and you're so verbose, by the way, during the segment tonight. I think we went for a late walk, and that was too much for you, pushed you over the top. 3 miles at 9 o'clock at night, I'm no good anymore. All right, how about, you know what I'm talking about. How about this story about a coyote in Canada that went for a ride in a car grill for apparently 20 miles embedded in the car's grill. And then I guess the coyote darted out in front of the car. She said the woman who was driving said she heard a crunch, thought she ran over and killed it. Thinking the poor animal had died, she just continued on. Then when she reached her destination, the coyote was instead stuck in the car grill.
The video is hilarious.
The video is hilarious. The Alberta, because this is in Canada, Fish and Wildlife folks asked to have the coyote freed. The animal only had minimal injuries, they say. So, and people were interested in this. As you said, the video, the post got, you know, 365,000 reactions, and it's just still climbing. More than 27 million views.
Yeah, he's having a good time drinking water out of a cup. The people are giving him water, and he's just smiling.
Well, in a way, here's the question. Have you ever hit an innocent animal? Have you hit, like, a deer or hit anything?
Oh, yeah, I've bumped into things.
Well, I'm not saying bumped in. Give us a little more. What did you bump
into? No, I've never really, like, hit a deer and killed it or anything that I know of, no.
One time, I was in a car that hit a deer, and it was so dark, we kept going. And I don't think, I think we did, it just clipped the car. But one time, and I don't know if I've told this story in the air or not, one time I was going to work and I was in New Jersey and I was coming around a corner in a really heavily wooded area, not too far from where my house. And when I came around the corner, there was a cat that darted in front of me and I hit the cat. And I knew I hit the cat. And then the cat went on to the woods and I was just, I don't know why, I just couldn't take it. So I pulled over and I started to go after the cat, trying to think I was going to rescue the cat. And somebody pulled up behind me and said, "You cannot do anything for the cat. You do not go near that cat. It's not good for you. So you have to leave that cat alone." I was like, "No, I want to give. I want to do something." "Nope, you cannot do anything. It happens. It's an accident, and you have to go."
Yep. We knew somebody who got killed who hit a cat on a freeway and then got out of their car and tried to go back and rescue it. And they got hit by a car and died.
You knew somebody. Who was this person? When was this?
When I was like a teenager.
And it was somebody in a neighborhood you knew?
It was somebody that was a friend of the family.
Oh, wow. And they went to help the cat and then they were killed.
Yep. That's why you don't get out of your car.
Yeah, you can't get out of your car. All right, so normally we were going to make Tuesdays our Nail the Score night, but I decided we'd move it to Thursday because we're not worried about the Thursday game. We're worried more about the weekend games, and it seems to be more convenient for everybody. But we just went through a week in the NFL, and your Dallas Cowboys won easily. They beat the New York Giants. Are you feeling good about the Cowboys?
Absolutely. Dak is back. The Dak attack. What else do you want me to say? There's nothing else to say. The Cowboys are going all the way.
How about this? How many of you, which I don't agree with, the Eagles won their game and they looked really good. How many of you order a pizza and then just kind of stalk around the house waiting for the pizza guy to get here? Paulie had not had anything to eat. He wanted to eat a pizza during the game. So I had my friend Donna St. Louis, who's been on the show before, here because Donna was a refugee, actually, from Irma, from Fort Lauderdale. She was in San Antonio speaking, and she said, "Can I fly up there?" So she was with us. So you order a pizza, and then the pizza guy's not coming, not coming, not coming, not coming, and you were, wow. She never saw anything like that. You were just stalking, right?
It was an hour, and after an hour, I ate a mini pizza that you had in the freezer.
And then he ate the real pizza that was delivered. We have a pizza problem, I think. Whether it's delivered, burning in the oven, or we gotta figure that out. Paulie, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so we'll see him next week. When we come back on the flip side, more on Irma and the after effects and Harvey and what's going on there. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
In 1965, this is the sound. One more time. One more time. One more time. Fantasy. Metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come here, mama. I'll get you fantasy.
There is a serious threat of significant storm surge flooding along the entire west coast of Florida. And this has increased to 15 feet of impact above ground level in southwest Florida.
Yeah, it was really scary times. And the people in Houston sympathize because they watched in horror as they just start going through their own chaos and catastrophic, how do I put my life together, couple of weeks. And still really... I know we're near, and of course it's going to take forever for some of them, rebuilding, coming back in, all that. So while they're dealing with the cleanup and just the awful after effects of Harvey, they watch, like the rest of us, what's happening to Florida. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, who's going to get smashed by Irma? Because Irma preyed on Florida and the U.S., and as we know, it wasn't just Florida. So there were a lot of people that were affected by this. There's no question the Florida Keys got what we thought they were going to get. But Jacksonville, I think the people there, as they were listening to what the weather said, they weren't thinking that was going to happen to them. So the bottom line is you have pets that were rescued. You have people that were rescued. You have neighbor helping neighbor, strangers helping strangers. And, you know, good for anyone in these circumstances lending whatever they can, whether it is just a helping hand or rescue or whatever it is. So a lot of chainsaws, a lot of cleanup. For my family, they sent me pictures of what their place looked like, and they really did dodge something serious. They had, of course, limbs all over the place, and it was a cleanup. They had to do cleanup, and they had put things up, but they did not have windows blown out. They did not have any sort of damage like that. They didn't have some of the tree damage that we saw in Miami. In Miami, it was really bad. We saw the surge of water that came through downtown, which was insane to look at the backside of that. I mentioned Charleston and the flooding there, and people were sending me pictures that I know from Charleston, and I, when they sent them to me, I had no idea it was that rough there in the downtown, and I had just been there, whatever, 6-7 months ago, so I was familiar with the streets. And of course, so you've got power outages, you've got damaged limbs everywhere, and whatever the amount, the dollar amount on this is going to be crazy insane. I mean, crazy insane. Sunk boats, you're going to have to watch for cars that are just completely ripped up from Houston to Florida to some of the other states out there where they just were drenched in water, buried, and as those cars get so-called rescued, some of them will be put back out there on the market. They clean them up and poof, there you go. By the way, because somebody asked me about this, Disney and the other theme parks in Orlando, of course they were closed. And, you know, people travel for weddings, for celebrations, to take children there, whether it's Space Mountain or the Crazy Teacups or wherever it is that they're going. And, they weren't doing that. They closed down for a couple of days. And when Irma made its landfall in the lower Florida Keys on Sunday as a Cat 4, that's what happened. Then it hit a second time at Marco Island in the west. In the later day, you heard Rick Scott, the governor, there. The storm then shifted east, passing west of Orlando as a Cat 1, which was near my aunt. And that, her town is ripped up. It was winds of like 85 miles an hour. So Disney got winds and rain, trees toppled, water seeped into some buildings, the hotels were open, the parks were closed Sunday and Monday. And the theme parks, of course, are donating millions of dollars, and they're trying to do whatever they can. Now it's about the evacuees coming back, people trying to put their lives back together, just like what we saw with Harvey. And, you know, the good thing about... There is no good thing. But the thing that I would observe as somebody who's covered a lot of tragedies and a lot of unbelievable weather destructive types of kind of events, it's the humanity. Doesn't matter, Republican light, Democrat, left-wing Democrat, whatever name you want to slap on anyone, nobody cares about that in the middle of all this kind of stuff. And it is pretty cool to see people and the way they react. And we just went through 9/11, and for me, 9/11 is just so personal because I had a dream job at WFAN in New York and watched, like everybody else, when we saw the first plane fly into the tower and then realized, no, this isn't some freak weird thing, and then the second one. And being there and watching and hearing the stories being on the air of just complete and utter sorrow and horrible times, but people helping people, it reminds me in a different way of that. And it was crazy, too, when you talk about Irma, was watching what happened in Tampa. And that's why the thought was, this is going to be brutal when this storm surge comes back in. Because you had a bay that, Tampa Bay, if you were going on your way into Tampa Bay, as I described a couple of nights ago, you would see a full bay, beautiful, looking at these shiny buildings off in a distance, but yet the water was sucked out of the bay, receding out, and then flying back in. So the thought was, oh man, if they really get hit with this thing, well, that's what's going to happen. it's going to slam the water back in. And who knows where it's going to crest. Where is it going to crest? And how dangerous is that going to be? And, of course, that's what happens when you look at Jacksonville, when you look at some of the other areas that were slapped. It was just saving grace. I mean, it was just a crazy emptying of Tampa Bay. And it may have, now that's what the National Weather Service is saying, the meteorologists there are saying that if the water from the bay had not receded, the storm surge in the city would have been higher. So what's really strange is thinking it was going to slam into it, but then sort of the opposite phenomenon, because Irma was still a Cat 3 and 4 in South Florida. The outer wind blew from the northeast into Tampa Bay. It pushed the water out to the Gulf. For a few hours, Tampa had this weird time to kind of walk, run, and play on the bay floor, because one of the stretches of the bay was 6 feet below normal. My family was out there taking pictures, and they sent them to me, and they said that they were worried that what would happen once the storm passed Tampa, the winds from the northeast would shift and then send all the water and then more back into the bay. But by the time it got to Tampa, after making an early landfall near Naples, the winds didn't turn till about 2 or 3, so they weren't strong enough to do the surge. It's like miraculous. Because it could have been, it probably would have been, and this is what was talked about, 8 or 9 foot. That would have been what the highest it ever got was 2 feet. So that's incredibly amazing. You watch, like I said, Jacksonville, parts of Orlando, Winter Haven, all those other cities in between, and they really thought they were dodging all of it. And then lo and behold, it turned into something different for them. And yet for the people in a city that would have been so vulnerable, they got really, really incredibly, incredibly lucky. I want to remind everybody that Thursday into Friday is when we'll do Nail the Score, and that'll be the weekly game that I pick. It won't be the Thursday night one, obviously. It'll be the rest of the games of the week. We'll pick one, and then you have a chance to have bragging rights, fun, and who knows what else, right? If you nail the score, and you have to exactly get it, you have to get it on the head, whatever your numerical guess is and who you think is going to win, boom, that's it. Money. Let's put it that way. So Thursday, we will do that on Thursday at the tail end of our first hour, to make it easy for everybody. Everybody has different schedules. I totally get it. I was getting emails from so many people. When and where and what time? And that seems to be the best time. And for the rest of you, just have fun listening to it. Thanks so much to everybody for their emails, kind words, and for listening to America Tonight.
Answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.